You know what's so funny is that what I just said. I you said to wait for your pearly whites, and you got all that gray in your beard. Can I see them? Are they there?
That's great.
Oh, what's going on, brother?
Oh man, you know, we normally have a rack and stack when we're together, but today it's just, I guess, a rack. But we have an awesome return guest, and you know, when they come back, you know it's going to be good.
Well, it is. And, you know, Steve Leslie, he's one of us too. You know, he not only is he a sales guru and does some really, really great things up in Ontario, Canada, but he's also a host himself of a podcast that I've been blessed to be on once or twice, the Promo Minds podcast. So it's always fun to talk to another podcaster, and especially one in the promotional minded, sales oriented world. So, so we got two choices, right? I mean, we can bust it up for another 20 minutes while Steve takes a nap and eats the nothing that's in the green room for him. Or we can just go get Steve. What do you think?
I think Steve is better than you and I sitting here talking about our matching shirts. So
they are matching, though. I think people should notice that.
Yeah, we do that. We it's like Heartbreak Ridge, you know. We lay out our clothes before exactly. Before everyone,
and we go into in our bedroom. We take a video and we send it to each other and go, it's a little
exactly
weird. It's a little weird, but creepy.
You know, you gotta be a little weird. We put the fun in dysfunctional, right? Yeah,
very well. So, all right, brother, let's go, man. Steve. Let's go do it.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Randy?
You know, just living the dream. I half expected. I'm a little disappointed, I got to tell you. You had plenty of time during that minute there. And we talked pre-show about matching shirts. I really felt you'd run and grab a matching shirt. But that's okay. We'll let it go.
You know what? I got a white shirt with denim jeans in the dryer right now, trying to get the color alteration.
Do you? It might be close. Maybe we'll see how good Wes is, and maybe he can alter the color of your shirt. You know, because obviously we're recording this. Maybe we can alter the color so we match. I think that would be a nice touch. But welcome back. I love having return guests. And I tell people, you get two ways to come back on the show, right? Either because you're incredibly great, which was your case. Or we're going to keep bringing you back because you keep sucking, and we're going to keep bringing you back till you get it right. But in your case, we've had some great conversations together on Building Wins, and we've had some great conversations on your show, the Promo Minds podcast. And I can't get enough talking with good quality, promotional minded, marketing minded, sales marketing guys. So anyways, with all that said, thank you. I could have just said thank you and have been quicker, but
well, thank you, Randy. I've learned so much just from listening to your podcast, from our conversations. And, you know, I think I said it last time I was on here or during one of our conversations, at least, how some of your, I don't even want to call them tactics. It's just kind of like characteristics or habits that you do, such as, you know, the video, send a video to your customer or your potential customer just to explain a quote, I think is ingenious. And I don't know why I've never thought of that, but this is why we have these conversations, to kind of bounce ideas off each other.
It is. And thank you for that. I appreciate the kudos, but I can equally say I learned a lot. I watch everything you do. I do pay attention. And I enjoy what you bring to the table too. And you bring an authenticity. That was easy. I got that right first time.
Congratulations.
But I know I'm not going to do it again. I was going to say it again, but I won't get it right. But, you know, I think that once you decide to get out of your own way and get out of your own boxes that you build, and let's face it, there's boxes in life, right? There's society, there's bosses, there's manufacturers you work for. There's things where there's rules and boxes that get set for you that you have to work within. But 98% of what you probably could or should do is of your own making, which means that the box you build is your own box. And, you know, I like you do, I like to not only not see boxes, but kick the crap out of the box and tear it apart and throw it away, right? And I know you do the same thing.
Absolutely. I think the hardest part about that is that not realizing that you're in a box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Until someone's actually brought you out of the box, it's hard to realize, hey, we're actually in a box right now. How do we get out of the box?
You know, that's a great point. And that's another great reason for watching, regardless of what you do, whether you're a podcaster as we are or not, but you want to do more video, you want to do more reach out, right? Whatever that is, watch what other people do, you know, and don't copy the whole thing, because you have to be authentic, right? I did it twice in a row. But you need to be raw and organic. You need to be you. As I like to, I did a video once once you get comfortable with being you, I did a video a couple of years ago, and it was fun because I started out as, this may sound bold and egotistical, but there's 8 billion people on planet Earth, and I am better than every single one of you at being me. Yep. Right. And that's the truth. Right. And I think once you get out of that, your own way, and get out of the box and just watch what other people do, and not copy the whole 12 minutes of what they do, but go, man, I could do that. Maybe that might make sense. Why don't I try that? So what's some of the things that you've learned since we're going down that rabbit hole? Because that's one thing that you and I get together, especially, I love the unscripted nature. I have no idea what we're going to talk about in 3 minutes, so or maybe in 30 seconds. But so let's go down that rabbit hole of, what are some of the things that you've learned maybe in the last 2 or 3 years of doing what you've done? Because we are in a different vibe when it comes to how we approach customers, how we approach our daily life in the world of sales, right? It's different. We do things differently, or we should be doing things differently. What are some of the things that you've picked up on over the last 2 or 3 years that our people could maybe benefit from?
Yeah. So, I guess with what I'm doing and what you're doing, this is something that was, how do you want to say it? It was not something that I directly was like, this is the path I'm going to go, and this is the be all end all. It was something that I sort of stumbled across just before the pandemic. So the videos and how to utilize that from more of a marketing standpoint, being in the B2B space, how do you support your dealers or your customers with videos? Because in my industry, the swimming pool industry, and it's still a lot of, you know, phone calls, emails, people like to describe things through verbiage as opposed to, hey, let me take a photo of what I'm looking at and send it to you, or let me go onto Google and just look up a couple things. So, in that regards, it seems like a lot of the industry is still kind of coming up to speed. I think the pandemic definitely helped with that. But what the pandemic did for me in the last couple of years is just it gave more of a validation of how prominent video is and how great of a tool and a resource it can be for people, like what we're doing now, doing the podcast, sitting down and having these conversations. But then also, you know, like I pointed out before, your ability to just pull out your phone, hey Joe, these are a couple things that you wanted to discuss on the phone in regards to this quote, so pay attention to line items, you know, 1 and 7. And that's really what you're looking at, and just doing things like that, having material that will further, I guess, help educate your customers and also allow them to utilize it when they're dealing with their customers. Just, I guess, the use of video in general is really what it comes down to for what I've seen in the last 2 to 3 years, and just how much more prominent it's becoming in, you know, the construction industry in general.
You know, it's well said, and you're so spot on, because, you know, I want to say it was Henry Ford, but I might be wrong. Probably wasn't. Maybe it was Edison might have said something to the effect of, you know, if words, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? I feel like that was Edison, but I probably should have been better prepared. But then, like I said, I already established I don't prepare. I used to get on and talk to people that I love and like and appreciate their opinions. But, you know, a great Bread song, and this was aging myself because, Steve, you probably don't know the band Bread, but okay, he shakes his head. He could have went along with me. Go. Okay, what you know as a fellow podcast pro, rule 101, never embarrass your host. But going way back in Bread, back in my high school years, it was a great band. But in one of their songs are called If. And some of the, and I might get this exactly, but if a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't I paint you? Right. And it was a love song type thing, but it's still the same idea. Right. There's one thing to, and I do a lot of posting with verbiage and pictures, but if that's worth 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, then a video is worth 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, right? Because the people engage it. They want to see it. We're video oriented today. And so I think it's really important to, I know you feel the same way. I can't suggest enough the value of doing it. And like you said, you know, this crazy little iPhone or whatever you have in your, whatever you carry in, whatever smartphone you have, that's better than most cameras were 10 years ago, right? So you got a video recorder in your pocket. Just if it pops in your head, right? Get on and say
absolutely.
It's that easy, right?
Yeah. One of the things that Gary Vaynerchuk pointed out, I don't know when, but earlier this year is when I came across it. He pointed out that the single biggest ad that, who is it? Who's it that makes the cranberry drink?
With the guys out in the little swamp out there in the bog. Yeah.
I think so. Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray. It sounds right.
So they've been around for over 90 years, right? The single biggest ad campaign that they've ever done wasn't even a formal campaign. What happened was there was a potato farmer from Idaho that you can find on YouTube and all that. And he posted a video from his phone. He just had it, you know, portrait mode. He's on his skateboard going down the street and he's listening to Fleetwood Mac's, Dreams. And he's drinking a 4-liter bottle of cranberry juice. Nice. And then he starts singing and, you know, it's like a 10-second clip. Single biggest revenue generator for Ocean Spray in 90 years, because what happened was that video went viral and the CEO of Ocean Spray recorded his own version of it where he was either walking down the street or on a skateboard doing the same thing, listening to Fleetwood Mac, drinking the Ocean Spray. One of the guys from Fleetwood Mac recreated it as well. And so they just built upon this virability and ended up, I think they gave the guy a new truck, maybe gave him some cash or something, but it's just,
that's awesome.
You look at that, right? That was a 10-second spur of the moment thing, no Hollywood production. And then you look at, you know, scrolling on Instagram or TikTok and you come across these ads and you know it's an ad. It within a split second you're like, ad, nope.
Yes.
Right? And so because we've been bombarded by sales for like in every sort of aspect, you know, whether it's on social media, whether it's billboards, TV, watching a football game, listening to the radio, there's all these ads that say, I'm going to sell you something. And it's just something that's developed in our mind over time where we're like, ad, nope, out of here. So you say the authenticity, I feel like Wes is probably in the back just taking shots every time we say that
word. I'm sure he probably is. He's a big beer pong player, so I don't know if he is or not. I just made that up.
So. we're going for it. Yeah. The whole authenticity thing, people are more genuinely curious to pay attention to it. I don't know if you've found the same thing where you're scrolling through, say, Instagram or TikTok, and you come across something where, you know, maybe it's a person out on a hike or some sort of movement thing like that. Looks like it could be one of your friends. However, after a few seconds of watching it, you realized it's a sponsored ad. And you're like, ah, oh, well, this is actually kind of interesting. I wonder what they're doing.
Right.
Those don't have the big Hollywood production. And typically, they probably just used a CapCut or something on their phone to just put it all together. But less and less, I think, people are looking for the Hollywood production when it comes to doing ads, especially on social media. And more, they should be utilizing that raw footage, something that looks native to what people are typically posting, so that it gets more eyes on what you want them to see.
No, I think that's a great point, and thank you for that. That's so spot on, because you're right. Nobody likes or wants to be sold, but everybody loves to buy, right? So if you create a little interest, and I'm the same way. I hate to admit it, I've become a major watcher of TikTok. 2 years ago, I'd have told you it was the dumbest thing ever in existence. And I said that without even watching it, right? I went forever, never even clicked on, never even had the app. And because I thought it was just, well, I'd conjured up my ideas of what it was. And now that I do a reasonable amount on TikTok, I get to watching things on there, but you're exactly right. Anything that screams ad at all, oh man, I'm swiping. I can't swipe fast enough. And the other key to that, since we're talking about it, right, is we are good or bad, probably mostly bad, but with doing these sort of things, you got to go with what you have. We've become a society that's very almost nanosecond-ish, if that makes sense. And I'm as bad as anybody. I was looking at one the other night, and it was sort of interesting to me. And I'm watching it, but it took about 12 seconds in. And as interested as I was, I already flipped away. I swiped because I'm already bored with 12 seconds in because you didn't hook me early enough, right? And I think that's a key factor to those sort of things is you got to get some kind of hook early, because otherwise, it doesn't sound like it to people that don't maybe have no experience doing it. On videos like that, 7, 8, 10, 12 seconds is a fair amount of time. 30 seconds is a long time, right?
Yep.
And because I have that when I've had people when I've talked about jumping on a podcast that's never done it before. And I said, yeah, we'll go 25 to 30, 35 minutes, depending on where we go. And they go, that's a long time. What are we going to talk about? I said, well, by the time I take 2 minutes of back and forth and how are you and who are you and thanks for coming, you got about 22 minutes and then I'm going to say goodbye to you. And believe me, you know, you get to talking. I mean, we're already 18, 20 minutes into this conversation and it seems like we started about a minute and a half ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but do you agree it's important for anybody that might go, maybe I'll try a little of this video stuff that Steve and Randy's talking about. Probably the two of the biggest concerns is what content do I use? Am I going to look stupid? Am I going to be an idiot? Am I going to make fool of myself? I don't know if I can do this perfect enough. What do you say to all that? Because one thing I'll say about perfect is, I don't think perfect doesn't exist, number one, right? And number two is, I think you so well just said, the more perfect it is, okay, let me back up. It can't totally suck, okay, because that's not good either, yeah. Right? But barring that it doesn't just suck, that's a high technical term, look that up. But if it doesn't totally suck, you're better to be to the edge of raw and organic and almond and whatever than you are to try to get this perfect thing that somebody thinks you had a director, five producers, and all the stage hands and the lights, and you spent $400,000 putting this 30-second video together, right? Because nobody wants to watch that.
Absolutely. It's unrelatable.
There you go. Right?
People are naturally imperfect. And if you're too polished, there's something, you're up to something, you know, mm-hmm. it's unrelatable. So why would you try to be unrelatable to your friends, to your family, to your potential customers? If you're trying to build that rapport, you got to be relatable.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm sure we've, you know, the beautiful thing with virtual, and I've been blessed to have met in person a lot of people that's been on my show, which I always attempt to do. And maybe that'll work out, I hope, for you and I one day. But we've become pretty good friends and we've never met personally, right? Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you from my end, what you see here is exactly what you'd get when we meet. And I believe the same about you. And I think that's really important, right? Is if you're going to go to the world of video and you're going to use it for business purposes, you better be the same person on video as that walks in your front door to shake hands someday when you meet the customer, right? You can't be different. It's almost got to be 100% the same person. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. 100%. And I guess to further build on how you started this trajectory of the conversation, have you ever seen the movie Meatballs with Bill mm-hmm. Murray? Mm-hmm. So for those of you who haven't, towards the end of the movie, I don't want to give it away because it's a classic, but towards the end of the movie, Bill Murray does this epic speech where he's trying to motivate his kids at this summer camp who, you know, they're for lack of a better term, we'll call them a bunch of nerds.
Yep, exactly.
And they're going up against another summer camp who are all jocks and, you know, they're having this track and field day. So anyways, obviously Bill Murray's kids are all, you know, concerned and they're thinking, you know, they don't have a chance. Why even bother? And so Bill Murray does this epic speech and you can find it on YouTube where he just gets them to realize it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if we win or lose. It just doesn't matter. And it was for me, I took it as like, don't put too much pressure on yourself, right? As it pertains to, you know, perfection and everything. You're just why don't you go the opposite way, right? Why don't you, instead of trying to look like the most perfect professional in the room, what if you went and took the opposite approach of, well, how dumb can I look, right? Because if, and this goes back to the conversation we had on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, it's competing where others can't or won't, where if everyone's trying to do the same thing over here, well, how are you going to stand out? Do the opposite, mm-hmm. right? So if everyone's trying to look the most professional and be perfect in every way, no one's going to stand out because you're all kind of the same. But if you took a different approach, whereas, you know, maybe it's wearing the mint colored shirts or however it is, the way you want to show up. If you go in there and you just take the pressure off and say, well, how dumb can I look? And
I'm good at that, by the way. It comes naturally.
And it just relaxes you, right? Mm-hmm. You can laugh, you can play around, and you know what? It's relatable because people aren't perfect. So stop trying to be perfect and start just be more relatable, be you, take the pressure off.
It is. And there, once you decide that it's okay to be you, as I said earlier in that one video that I did, if we go into the game of being me, I'll beat you every day because there's nobody better than that, mm-hmm. right? I'm the best in the world at being me. So that's one area that I can win every time, right? So, and like you said and alluded to, if you're being you and you're being natural, you don't have to remember scripts. You don't have to remember, oh, there may be things you want to say. I'm not saying that when I do a video that I might not have a note or two that I tape up someplace just so I don't forget some keyword that I wanted to, you know, just make sure I didn't forget, right? But I think, you know, we use the terms raw and organic, and I think unscripted. I seldom do I do a podcast like this, whether it's guesting or hosting, that there's any script involved. It's, you may have a general idea where you want to go, right? But I've had some hosts ask me before who I've guested, do you want me to send you a list of questions? I said, not really. I mean, give me a, if you want to give me an idea what we want to talk about, right? Because I'm kind of comfortable talking about different subjects. You want to give me an idea what we want to talk about, but I'm not real good at guesting or hosting or doing videos if we're going to follow this Larry King question seven is, and you know, that's, but see, nobody's going to watch that either. Yeah. I don't want to see that. I just want to see two guys chatting about a subject that I might be interested in, or, and more importantly, bringing it back to using it for business and B2B. There is a lot to be said for the old people buy, all things being equal, right? People buy who they know, like, and trust. And that's what you want to give them. I need Steve, if you're going to start buying fasteners from me as a metal roll forming company, yeah, you need to like my product and like my service and like my price and believe we're going to do all the things that I tell you we're going to do. But the most important thing is you need to like me, you need to know me, you need to trust me, right? And if I give you, you watch me on 12 videos or 100 videos before we finally meet, and I'm totally the opposite, subconsciously, there's automatically a trust level because that's not the Randy I've been watching. What's the difference, right? You may not even think that, but subconsciously, that's going to click in your head, I think.
Yep, absolutely. You have, it's almost like the art of deception. You know, like, okay, Randy's one person on camera, but off camera, like, he's totally miserable and you know, totally negative. Then not only do you question, you know, for me, I don't want to be around negative people, right? But then also you start to question, is this person even trustworthy if he can look, if he can act two different ways, right? So... and people don't want to be deceived. So exactly. It goes back to that authenticity word again.
Exactly. Exactly. So Steve, tell us a little bit about, because this is leading up to a talk you've got coming up, besides podcast hosting, which you do very well, what's your day job, so to speak? I know. Tell us a little bit about what Steve does.
So I am a business development rep for a B2B manufacturer in the swimming pool industry. And so we build steel walls and vinyl liners and also distribute various pool products, mostly Hayward pool products like your pumps and your filters and all that stuff. So that's really what I do. How I go about it is I'm really allowed a lot of creativity, and I've built up enough trust in my my boss that I am able to kind of pitch different things and go about different ways on I guess building or generating business. And what I've found, I've been with that company for like 10 years. I took a year and a half off at the end of 2022. Just to kind of like figure out, what do I want to do? Do some traveling, met a girl, got married this past year, and, you know, getting back into reality and, you know, starting to produce again. Well, what do you want to do? Right. When I came back into the industry, knowing what I had learned over the last year about video and really diving into that, and like I said at the beginning of this, I really saw like a validation for the use of video as it pertains to industry, especially in the B2B space. And so I saw an opportunity to speak at the Canadian Pool and Spa Expo, which is organized by the Pool and Hot Tub Council of Canada, which is like the self-governing body of the swimming pool industry, pool and spa industry, I guess, through Canada. And so I said, you know what? I did a speech earlier this year to a group of business owners where I talked about how to create simple, consistent videos and really bringing to light that the use of short videos is how people want to learn about new products and services. Video in general helps to build rapport way better than any other avenue. And on top of that, when you look at just the data, short form video is it's like in a league of its own. So I mentioned people prefer to learn about products and services through short form video. And at the time when I was gathering the research, the people that participated in this survey, 73% wanted to learn by short form video. The second best way that they wanted to learn was a text-based website, which was 11%.
Wow.
So that's like a 62% difference in what people are wanting. So basically, make videos, right, is what they're saying. Now, the issue that a lot of people have is that they have a fear of speaking in public. And when you get in front of a camera and you're putting that out to the world, whether it's live or pre-recorded, it's still very intimidating if you've never done it before, right?
Right.
And so this goes back to like putting ourselves in that box. And this is when you have one of those realizations, like, this is a limitation that I'm putting on myself. It's a fear that I have. What if I look stupid, right? Mm-hmm. And so really the only way through it is just to do it and kind of get it in your brain. Like, I'm going to record myself just to record myself. Right. And I don't have to put this out if I don't want to. I'm just going to do it, see what comes out. And hey, maybe I'll find something golden in there, or maybe it'll lead me to something else. And so you just kind of approach it with baby steps in the beginning. And, or you can just tackle it straight on, do a live, you know, do it. How dumb can I look? Right. However you want to do it.
Right.
It's a tool that will help you in the way of getting to, building rapport with your friends, with your family, with your potential customers, with your current customers. And it doesn't even have to strictly be about business. It can be like you're a Michigan Wolverines fan. You could be posting about Michigan Wolverines, and whoever loves that team, they're going to be like, oh yeah, I love Randy just for that.
Right. Right? And you know, the key to that is, you know, our hated enemy is Ohio State Buckeyes, right? Mm-hmm. When I post a Michigan Wolverines, I get all that good-natured bashing going on, right, from yep. the Ohio State. So it works either way, right? But it still it creates a communication, is what it does, right? And that's the key.
Yeah. Did you see what Wes put up while you said that?
No, did he put if he put anything about the Bucks, I don't want to talk to him anymore. He probably did. I'm sure he did. I did not. I was looking down at a note that I made. Oh, there it is. I knew it. Wes, go change your shirt. I don't like your shirt anymore. If he comes back on the Buckeye shirt on, I'm done. But anyway, so that brought me to two thoughts. Shorts, as we talk about, everybody loves shorts. And that's kind of the key right now. What about using YouTube, for example? Because I'm doing a lot of work with that right now on another project. A little bit longer videos. As in, not long to be long, but I mean, 10, 15 minutes, sometimes 8, 9, 10, 12 minutes, whatever the case may be, whatever it is. I don't set out to be a certain length. I just set out to give whatever information I feel like I want to give. But then, you know, cutting those down using whatever app into shorts and popping the shorts out, you know, and direct you back to YouTube if you want it all. What do you think about that? Because I like that venue or way of doing it, because on social media, I want to see that 32 seconds. I don't want to see anymore. That's enough for me. But if I find that 32 seconds of a kind of a golden nugget or interesting, then I'm going to click on the link and go watch the whole thing. Does that make sense to you? Do you find that it works well, or do you disagree?
I think it's okay. So there's a few things that I want to say with that. I do agree. YouTube, I think, is amazing as a channel, as a resource, as a tool for people and businesses. And just for the thought of people's habits, right? In this day and age, what happens when you want to find out something, right? You typically go to Google. Now you're going to AI, right? I don't know if you've had much use with ChatGPT and
I use like it every
Gemini
day.
And yeah. So now you can go on the AI platforms and get like the specific answers. With Google Gemini, you can find things. It'll give you YouTube videos. It'll give you websites. I feel like it's a lot more interactive that way, but I'm still not completely sold on some of the content that it gives you or some of the ideas it generates. But when it comes to YouTube in general, it's been around, what's it been, like 17, 18 years,
probably,
something like that?
I would guess.
So you can do something today, and assuming that nothing really alters too much in that channel, it's going to be around for a long time, right? And YouTube is, well, I would say it's probably a toss-up between YouTube and TikTok to be the second search engine, leading search engine that people typically go to. But it's one of the top search engines that people turn to when they're trying to find out how to do something or more information to be shown something. Like you said, on like an Instagram or a TikTok, you're getting those short bursts. But in YouTube, you're typically, your viewer is sitting down for a longer period of time, typically, right? So you can spend a lot of time with someone not even being in the same room.
Right.
What I like to say, it's the next best thing to face to face.
Right on.
Right. Video is the next best thing to face to face. So if people are spending time with you, then they're going to be more drawn to you. They can see your emotion, right? They can see your energy, right? You can get a better feel for people through video as opposed to a photo or text or a phone call. Right. You get kind of all the senses or, you know, everything except being in that same room. And the more time that they spend with you in that regard, the closer they feel with you. And if you look up the research on that, the traffic that comes from YouTube channels. So if internet traffic, someone goes, watches this video, and then let's say they go to source one. They have a much higher intention rate, I guess, if you want to call it that, of buying, as opposed to someone who, you know, Googled, found you on Google and hasn't really listened to you, seen you. You're just, you know, one of 100 names that they've come across, right? There's a much better sale rate than someone who doesn't have a YouTube channel.
You know, and that's an interesting, what you've done, I think, Steve, is you've turned most of those calls, instead of a cold call, if they find you on Google and they just call you up because you're one of, maybe you did a good job and you're one of the first two or three people to pop up on the page, I'll call this guy. That's still a very cold call, right? Mm-hmm. But if they saw a bunch of YouTube videos and a bunch of LinkedIn videos and a bunch of walk and talk videos on TikTok and all those things, and they saw you 150 times, there's no longer a cold call. You may not know them, but they know you and they feel they know you. And if you do it raw and organic and authentic, like we talked, they really do know you, right? Mm-hmm. They will identify your voice the second you pick up the phone because they've listened to you. It takes it completely out of that, just a very cold call, and turns it into a incredibly warm call, in my opinion, right?
Absolutely.
And the beautiful thing with that, to piggyback on that, is when you do a people, because one of the comments I get from people is, I just don't have time to make content. And that's a whole nother discussion for a whole nother day. There's a million ways to come up with content, but you do a 6 minute video, which is not a short, right? But if you say you do a 6 minute video, with any luck, you're going to have, especially using some of the services like Opus and some of those, you're going to have 6, 8, 10, 12 good 20, 30, 40 second sound bites that you can keep dropping forever, right? And so you know, one, and you take us like a podcast. We're pushing. I'm going to try to get you out of here. I apologize for the time, but 40 some minutes. If we wanted to play with it, there's probably 20 little golden nugget sound bites that we could drop, right? Just out of one 40 minute conversation. So when people tell me, well, I don't have time to do content, I call BS on that one. You're just afraid, or you don't want to learn, or you don't want to step out of the comfort level. And to finish up, because I do want to be cognizant of your time, you know, you talked about earlier, and I think it's a good point, because a lot of people are afraid to step out there, to make a mistake, to look foolish, to whatever. And that's why I've had people ask me, and I want to get your take on it, and I'll try to get you out of here. I have people that I know that'll say, well, I saw you did this podcast with somebody who's a guest or something on somebody's, trying to understand that it really has nothing to do with the industry you're in. Why would you do that? And there's a couple points. A, I'm going to take the least important first, probably. You never know who knows who knows who knows who knows who, right? So if they've got 5,000 followers, somebody in there probably is within my industry, or else the next connection or two is, right? It's too small a world today. You're going to find somebody. But even more important, back to what you talked about earlier, Steve, is that why did Michael Jordan, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player ever, but that's arguable, right? But why did he always go and get kicked out of the arenas at night after the game? Because he's still shooting free throws. Because the more you practice, the better you get. And every single time that I guest on somebody's show, even if it's not one, and yours is not the case, I love being on yours. I'll come tomorrow if you want me to. But I've done some that doesn't make maybe a lot of sense, but it made me just that much better, right? Because every time you practice the art, the craft, if you will, you just get better, right? And that's why I think back what you said before is the first time is going to be the worst. Let's face it. The first time you ever do a video, unless you're just naturally good, you're probably going to go, man, that sucked. But guess what? The next one will be 50% better automatically. And they'll keep getting incrementally better. And the other beautiful thing about all the social media and posting and stuff is it's repetition too, right? You need people to see you, to hear you from different veins, different venue, different viewpoints. And if I sort of sucked on one 3 weeks ago, I guarantee you nobody's remembering that today.
Yep.
Right. They've looked at 7 million other videos between then and now, including 500 of mine. They don't remember that one that I did 4.5 weeks ago that I stumbled around a little bit or wasn't very good at, right? They just don't, right? Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. And even if they saw it and they've forgotten it, if you can deliver a certain message or whatever you want your brand to be or whatever message you're trying to put out there, repetition, as you said, it's going to further drive it home. So they could forget your podcast from, you know, 2 months ago or 3 weeks ago, but then they hear you say it again, and right away, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, that tidbit. right? Yep. And so it gives your audience another chance to hear it and to kind of build it into their memory bank, so to speak.
Exactly. No better way, and I know you're on the same page, there really is no better way to build that personal brand than to be virtual in general, whether it's videos, whether it's guesting on podcasts, whether it's hosting your own podcast, whether it's whatever it is you want to do. Virtual is it's the way right now, right? And it's just, I can't tell anybody I talk to, I'll tell it and listen or don't, but you're missing the boat if you don't take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying. And I know you agree, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch on a point that you made a couple minutes ago about, well, if I don't know where to start, how do I do it? One quick tip that I'll give is if you're in an industry where you have some level of customer service, right? People are calling you up, they're asking you questions, you got to figure out the answers to it, or maybe you know the answer, you just got to relay it. Take that as content. So Randy, if you were to ask me, what makes your steel panels better than your competitors or something along those lines, right?
Right.
Oh, well, this, this, and this. You get off that call and just make a mental note or jot it down like, oh, okay, so I'm getting questions. People are wondering what makes our steel panels better than our competitors. Maybe I could just repeat that answer as a video, whether it's 10 seconds or 10 minutes, however you want to do it. And you put that out there with the question as the title. This goes back to what I was saying earlier about the search engine thing. So if people are trying to figure out the answer to something and you have that title as the that question as the title of your video on YouTube, let's say, you have a much better opportunity to get in front of that customer who's actively looking for the answers. All of a sudden you become the trusted expert because you answered the question. So just a little tidbit is keep in mind what people are actually asking you. I used to make fun of all these companies that they have their frequently asked questions,
right,
where it's just answers that they want it to give to sound, I don't know, professional or whatever. Mm-hmm. But really, anyone that's got a legitimate question, they hardly ever answer that. But that's content, right?
Exactly. Good point. Beneficial. I love it. Well, you know, that is an absolute incredible segue, the frequently asked question, because we usually end the show with the SAQ, this should ask question. We've had about a good 45, 47 minutes of chat, which has been great. And I appreciate you. What do you wish people would ask Steve Leslie that they never ask you?
Well, I'll give you two answers.
Okay.
From a business standpoint, as it pertains to building their personal brand or building a brand in whatever they want, how do you go about doing that? And I could give you a short answer if you want with that.
Sure, let's do it.
So if nothing else, if you're like, I don't feel comfortable doing videos, but I want to get my brand out there. If you are like a solo contractor or whatever industry you're in, if you just start posting about what you're doing on a daily basis or struggles that your challenges that you're facing, however it looks, if you post what you're doing and you're trying to brand yourself to something specific, take a plumber, for instance, if you're constantly posting photos of a job that you're at, and you just say, hey, I had to change a toilet or, you know, fix a clog or whatever, and you keep doing that over and over, your audience, whether or not they're engaging with it, they're going to see that. And over time, you're branding that into their minds that, hey, Randy's a plumber, or, you know, mm-hmm. Joe's a plumber. right? So next time I have a plumbing issue, who's coming top of mind?
Right.
So that's like the easiest thing right there. The second one, second question would be, I guess, I don't even know how to ask this. Maybe that's why people haven't asked me this, but in dealing with overcoming challenges and kind of getting out of your comfort zone, how do you go about doing that? And there really isn't a real short answer for that, but I guess the shortest answer I can give is just, you got to be willing to put yourself out there, and you got to be willing to look stupid in order to be better.
I love it. That's simple and right to the fact. And I love that. I love that. And anybody that's been doing what we do for a while, at any, whatever level of better we are, believe me, I've had way more in my fair share of stupid in the past. I've been pretty good at that in the past. But like you said, if you own it, right, and it's you, that's me, that actually, I think, endears you, if that's the right word, to potential customer friends more, even more so than if it comes, like we already talked about, but if it's too polished, right? They exactly. Like to see that. They can see themselves in that, right? Because we all, by nature, are not that good at most of that kind of stuff, right? So they see it and they go, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, that was kind of funny. So, well, good stuff, Steve. As always, it's great to have you on, and you bring some great stuff. Do you want to, excuse me, tell everybody again, the event you're going to be speaking at, and what the dates are? Is that something you have right in front of you, so that anybody from your industry that may catch this before then, which they probably will know where to catch you?
All right. So I'll be speaking at the Canadian Pool and Spa Expo, which takes place at the Enercare Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And that expo goes from December 2nd to the 5th. And I'll be speaking on the 4th. That's all the details I have so far. I don't have a time or if there's a room or anything in there. I'm not sure at this time, but I'll be speaking for an hour. And my presentation is called How to Build a Brand with No Spare Time.
Love it. That's a great, I wish I was coming just for that, even though I'm not a pool guy. Think I could get in like a guest badge or something, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. I might know somebody, but no, that's going to be a great talk, and I can say for any of you in the pool industry in Canada, if you don't know Steve, man, you need to. I've got to know him, and he's the real deal. So, with that, thank you for coming on again, and we'll do this again sometime. I enjoy talking to you, man. It's good stuff.
All right, sounds good. And just let me know what color of shirt I should wear. You know.
Next time we'll do better with the memos. Yeah, we'll do better. Yeah, I can't. I think it's teal. Teal? Is it teal? I don't think it's teal. Let's go with teal. I don't know the colors. I'm going to go with teal because it's my show. So
yeah, there you go.
Perfect. See, I got some control. Wes is back there running all the buttons, so he thinks he's got control, but I showed him, didn't I?
He's going to put a Go Bucks on your shirt or something.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, all right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate you, my man. Thanks so much for all you do. Stay amazing, brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime. If you decide someday you want to come on, just call me and we'll just get you on again.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right, buddy. All right. Steve Leslie. If you didn't enjoy that, then you must have been asleep, I guess. Cause I don't know what to tell you. That's some good stuff right there. Video. It's so important. And that's why I want to get Steve back on, because he's very, very good at that. Check his show out. He's the host of the Promo Minds podcast. And I've been blessed to be on a couple times, I think, with Steve. And we've had some great conversations. He has some great guests, and he brings some great stuff solo. Just really, really good stuff. I can't say enough about Steve. So anyway, that's it for now. Remember, live it, love it, own it. And just what I'm doing right now. Love what you do and do what you love. And while you're at it, go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Thanks, my friends. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.